The government's intervention to reduce the general fuel levy means some reprieve from another high petrol price increase. This amid the Russia-Ukraine conflict, which has sent the oil price on a seesaw. The petrol price is expected to increase by just 30 cents per litre on Wednesday, as opposed to an increase of close to 2 rand. Diesel prices will, however, still increase by a similar margin. Michael Avery caught up with Leighton Beard from the Automobile Association for more detail.
You've got the basic fuel price, which is obviously the price that's determined by the Rand-US dollar exchange rate. And then you've got the two main taxes that are on the fuel price, which is the general fuel tax, currently pegged at 3.93. The Minister of Finance mentioned it was going to be 3.85, but it's actually 3.93. And then you have the road accident fund levy, which is currently pegged at 2.18. And combined, those two levies give you 6.11 of every litre of fuel. And then added on top of that, obviously, you've got the retail margins, the wholesale margins, the secondary storage. So those are broadly the components that make up a litre of fuel. And when you look at a litre of fuel costing 21.60, the two main levies on that 6.11, you take that off and you're looking at a fuel price closer to 15 rand, which I think is a little more palatable to many South Africans than the current high price we pay.
And that's where the deregulation story really comes in, because we're looking at ways here for the petrol price to come down. The finance minister announced a 1.50 per litre reduction this month. It's a temporary measure, though, and based on what the AA is tracking, what does that mean ultimately for the price of diesel and petrol come the Wednesday morning this week, where prices are adjusted? Oh, Leighton, you've just gone on to mute there.
There we go. Sorry about that. So just to clarify, Michael, the deregulation of fuel is really set in the basic fuel price. You've got deregulated diesel at the moment, but still with diesel, you still have those two main taxes. So taking away the taxes does not necessarily amount to deregulation. What the minister is talking about and what he announced the other day is to take 1.50 of the current general fuel levy, as I said, pegged at 3.93. And that's obviously going to offer some relief to motorists in the short term, in April and May. Going forward, what he's talking about is actually the same situation as what we have with diesel at the moment, where government sets a cap on that price of fuel, and they say you can't sell it for more than this, but you can sell it for less. So that's why in many areas, and we actually get quite a lot of calls from this, people saying, but why is diesel a different price from one station to the next? Well, the reason for that is because it's deregulated. And it has historical reasons in the agricultural sector, with previous governments wanting to help the agricultural sector actually deal better with fuel prices. And so you will find diesel at one place costs X amount and at another place costs Y amount. And that's the reason. And it will be the same when it applies not across the board to all fuels, but to diesel, and if that happens, it's just a proposal at the moment, to 93-octane fuel, where government will set a cap, but you can actually sell that fuel for under that cap. And that will mean that there's greater competition between fuel stations, and then you start to talk about things such as, you know, what is the shop contribution, what is maybe a car wash contribution, all of this other stuff. It's a model that fuel retailers are not in favor of. But certainly from the AA's point of view, we are not pro or anti deregulation. We are pro consumer. So anything at the end of the day that is going to mean a lower price for consumers is something that we would certainly back.
And I already see that speaking, and good to set out the difference here between full deregulation and just removing some percentage of the existing tax. We're already seeing vested interests who've benefited particularly from that retail margin of, 9.9%, screaming that this is potentially anti-transformation. And if you look around it, I mean, we've got these lovely forecourts, and a lot of them have been supported by, you know, the consumer at the end of the day paying these excess prices. How would you as the AA like to see fuel prices regulated in the country to ensure that we have a system that is well optimized, not only for the consumer, but is also sustainable in the long term?
Very, very complex question to answer, Michael. I think let's use as a starting point the current model that we have in South Africa, where we are generating 90 billion rand a year through the general fuel levy and around 45 billion rand a year for the road accident fund levy. Now, when we look at those numbers, and we've said this many times in the past, that South Africans wouldn't necessarily take issue with those levies if there was something positive that was seen to be done with the money that was collected. And that, I think, comes back to this whole issue of the allocation of funds, where that money is being used, whether it's been seen to be used properly, and there's no corruption in the process, and there's actually bang for buck for the consumer at the end of the day. The RAF is a good case in point. 45 billion rand a year going to the RAF, but we know it's a poorly managed institution. It's an institution that has got managerial crises, and it really is an institution that, for many, we are pumping money in, but we're not seeing any value at the end of the day. In terms of the general fuel levy, again, it's not specific to transport. It's not specific to roads. Yet, when you drive on many roads in the country, and this is something we commented on a couple of weeks ago, you've got potholes, you've got sidings that aren't cut properly, you've got streetlights that aren't working, the road markings aren't clear, the signage isn't clear. If money was spent on that, would people then have more of an appetite for spending this amount on the levies? Mm. You talk about, what is the model so that that the AA would like to see? Well, we'd like to see road safety as a priority in this country, because road safety, in our view, is very closely linked to the fuel price, especially from the road accident fund point of view. And roads in South Africa actually running at their best and maintained so that it's safer for all road users, not only motorists, for all road users to use. Yep. So that's the optimal situation we'd like to be in. Can we just cut those taxes? Well, I think that's what the minister was alluding to. Where would they generate the 130 billion rand a year if they were to take those two main taxes out of the picture? And just the last point, let's not talk about percentages, let's talk in absolute numbers. Because as the petrol price rises, the percentage of those levies actually decreases. So when the petrol price is very low, those taxes make up a big portion, percentage-wise, of those taxes. The inverse is true, obviously, if those prices are higher. Yes. But 6 rand and 11 cents on those two taxes is a big chunk to pay for a litre of fuel.
That was Leighton Beard from the Automobile Association.